Hello, friends. Tonight's sermon is entitled Us Versus Them, also known as Know Thy Enemy. Now, we all know who us is, but how many of us really know who them are? The Black Book saith, if you're not us, then you are them, and therefore against us. Wade into them, shoot them in the belly, spill their blood when you stick your hand in a pile of shit that a moment before was your best friend's brains. You'll know who them is. For those of us less fortunate, however, allow me to define. What do I mean by them? Do I mean the thems that coins, the phrases that pays us? You know, they say the Jews are cheap. They quip, if you're white, you're right. If you're black, you're back. They claim sub genie have big penny. Is that the they that them is? The nameless, faceless, mindless trash that has nothing better to do all day than go around and make up all them lies? Is that the them that they is? No, friends. We don't make them the liars that fabricate truths, all except the one about some genes. No, them's not the they that them is. Let me be more precise, shall I? How about the liberals? The lamby-pamby liberals. The ones that just love and accept everyone and everything. Except Ronald Reagan Incorporated. Oh, I just hate Ronald Reagan. I can't stand George Bush. I'm scared of President Quayle. And let's not forget their bumper sticker battle cry. Nuclear wars have no winners. Stupid! 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 A nuclear war's not supposed to have any winners. Friends, it's designed to be inhumane. It's built to blow up the world 90 times over. Don't ask who's going to launch them after the first time the world's destroyed. They're not supposed to be any survivors. None. Zero. And that's the whole point. That's why they call it mad, mutually assured destruction, friends. Those liberals, they're just so quick, aren't they? It took them 40 years to figure it out. But miracle of miracles, they understand it now. If there's a nuclear war, we're all gonna die! And maybe, just maybe, that's why it is now and ever shall be, world without an amen. And that's also why, friends, we love bombs and we hate liberals! But the question still remains. Are they the them responsible for the conspiracy? No, friends. Them's not the them that they is. So who does that leave, friends? Who do you think? Our good old friends, the conservatives. The right stuff. Them's that gets down to the trickle-down. The ones who believe in the sanctity of human life.
Oh, I just cried when Ronald Reagan got his legs cut off at King's Row.
Or,
oh, that poor little pickaninny. He needs to be taught some wholesome values. He needs to learn to appreciate this great country of ours that rescued him from the dark African jungle, offered him eternal salvation through Christ, and tore itself in twain to abolish that hideous evil, slavery, and yes, even sacrificed its first Republican president. What's that? He's accused of murder? Toast him! Fry him till his eyeballs pop out!
But unborn children, friends, oh, they're innocent, aren't they? Their only crime is that their mother was promiscuous! Why then should they get the death penalty? Fetuses have rights too. Wrong! 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 Abortion isn't cold-blooded murder, friends. It's warm-blooded murder. And that's why we, the Subgenies, love abortions. We drink them by the gallons. We eat them by the bushelful. They're great with just a pinch of saline solution on top. Hey, but friends, we don't like abortions for taste only. We like them as an investment. Every dollar spent on abortion saves hundreds, if not thousands, of welfare and prison dollars, and that'll buy you a hell of a lot of slack, friends. Until the Subgenie can abolish taxes altogether, and that day is just on the horizon, friends, abortion remains the closest thing we have to a tax rebate. It is the communion wine to which we toast J.R. Bob Dobbs, the man who fathered more illegitimate abortion than any other traveling salesman. Bottoms up, Bob! We love abortions, and we hate conservatives! But the question still remains, friends, are them the them that's running the conspiracy? Hell no! It's too big! The conspiracy is everywhere! The conspiracy is everyone! All of the above! We hate them all! And when the revolution comes, friends, everyone is going to be the first up against the wall! Praise Bob!